live and laughing at whatever the hell XG is supposed to be. Five goals were scored, you nerds. Ha! Suck it. It's Vocal Minority Podcast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Doubters.
0.07. Prince Rusu's got 0.07 fucks to give because he's not listening to your shit.
Let's go crazy.
Two quick skills.
I'm way more amped at a loss than I should be, honestly.
You really are. You're pumped up. Wow. I love it. All right, let's get into this then. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast, the podcast that is delighted for His Highness. Well done. Well done. On this week's show, we look back at the She Believes Cup final. A close but no cigar night for TFC. Oh, man. The opening weekend of CanPL Season 6. Yay. Look ahead to this weekend's match against the T-Terrorists. And more? We'll see. Okay. Now to this week's panel. He's starting to get excited about his first match of the season. Welcome to Duncan Fletcher.
Yes, I am. 1-2 princes kneel before you. That's what I said now. Princes who adore you. Just go ahead now. Two of them. Two goals by Prince.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay, I'm just going to... Yes.
I feel like
I never
everybody...
thought I would hear that song in that context ever.
I feel like a giant fucking opportunity has been missed by everybody. And Duncan, I'm grateful that you caught it to bring it to everyone's attention.
Yes. Well done, sir.
I was, when the game happened, I went on the little GIF, whatever thing within my phone and put in two princes. But is there some kind of like little meme-y thing out there? There is not at all.
Wasn't the most remarkable video, if I remember correctly. Very black and white, low budget.
Wasn't there a lot of stairs in it?
They were kind of still the spin doctors, for those of you who are still trying to figure it out. I feel
pocket
like it was
full of kryptonite.
It was the second video, but it was like the first hit. But it's one of those things where it's like, well, you make a video and we'll pay for half of it. It's like, what can we do in a weekend with my buddy's camera? And that's what they got.
Yeah, and one staircase.
Yeah, like it's not, if there was a GIF in there that's even vaguely worthy of it being a meme, it probably would be the most out of context fucking thing possible.
Most likely. One up on the rest of the panel in supporting local soccer. Say hello to Mark Hinckley.
Well, you know, I do what I can, Kristen. I mean, it's really... You know, when you're really in tune with your inner football support, you just find ways to, you know, make the effort.
Manifest.
Are we sick of this yet? Are we sick of this voice?
Please never do that voice ever again.
I don't really do like, you know, looking down at people voice.
When did you get an influencer voice? What happened?
And well, I've been starting to watch a lot more TikTok and
That'll do it. I'm sorry. I'll stop sending them to you.
You know what? I wade in there every once in a while because I don't want to get sucked into the vortex. So
that clock app is addictive. Anyway.
Their algorithm is incredible.
Oh yeah.
It's incredible. It's not that it knows exactly what to serve me, but it's all like,
yeah,
good to very good stuff, given that I've given it so little inputs. So
it's all about curating your FYP.
Yeah.
Anyway. off celebrating the Spurs women advancing to the FA Cup final for the first time. Yay! Tony won't be with us this week.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. As for me,
Newcastle beating Spurs 4-0. Yes, it was.
Ah. Shut it. I was talking about the women and you know it. That other horrifying waste of perfectly good sleep for me on Saturday morning, I will not speak about it anymore.
Why, did y'all struggle against Bournemouth? Just checking. Okay.
On a positive note, if we're going to get into all the English teams and everything, Darlington have officially avoided relegation. This year.
Yay.
Dude, I'm proud of you.
That is excellent.
Oh, good.
That is very good news.
Basically, roughly at the end of February, 9 points adrift from safety. Then won 10 out of the last 14 games. Say, with a game to score.
I can, you know what? I can see my Darlington scarf from here.
Are you flying back for the open top bus parade? Because I mean, that's incredible.
I will not be, but hopefully, keep this going next year, and let's get promotion rather than avoiding.
Yeah, relegation. Build on this momentum. Let's go. Nice. As for me, I believe I will be attending my first match of the season this weekend. Yes, I actually do attend football matches on occasion, and then I'm going to go to another one next week. I can't be stopped.
Crazy.
I know. I am your host, Kristen Knowles, and now to our show. All right, first up, what's been happening? And we're gonna start with the bad stuff or the unhappy stuff or whatever. The XNT in the final for the She Believes Cup against the Americans. And they lost on penalties again. So disappointing. So frustrating. It was a better match in that it wasn't played in a monsoon, so that was nice. And you know, Adriana, more goals, that's always a good thing. But stupid penalties, stupid talented American goalkeeper, whatever.
Saving penalties and scoring them as well. Ooh.
I know, exactly. This is what I'm saying. Stupid, talented, whatever.
I think that's more damning to the other outfield players than it is really a compliment to the goalkeeper. Like what's a goalkeeper?
Fine, Sophia Smith had a good match too.
To accurately pot shots from like what, 12 yards out? Is that a goalkeeper's job? No, it's not. It's fucking everybody else's job. They literally give her a different shirt. It's like, you wear the shirt, you don't have to be accurate in short distances. Don't worry about it. But she's one of the better penalty takers. Get your head in the game, US.
She really is. I gotta say though, go ahead.
I was going to say, goalkeepers should be able to take penalties. And it's basically just like taking a goal kick. Just go up there, hammer it, and boom, top corner. The other guy's got no chance.
Yeah.
Kevin Pressman, I think, was the patron saint of that kind of goal back in the day.
I remember reading, I think it was the book Tor. I can't. And they were talking about how the Germans were so good at penalties. And I guess it was revealed many years later that the penalty takers would knuckle their toes and just bash it straight ahead such that they didn't even know which direction it was going to go in, but it could only go so far and wide if you hit it straight.
That's interesting.
I obviously cannot confirm it. This is what was in the book. And this would have been like 60s, 70s, 80s Germany. But yeah, that's how they took the penalties. They just knuckled their toes, curled their toes inwards, and bashed it forward. And because they didn't know where it was going, they couldn't tell the keeper where to go. And that's why they were quote unquote good at penalties.
Huh. Interesting.
That's fascinating.
So fascinating. Anyway.
That sounds like it shouldn't be true or shouldn't be successful.
I feel like once the technology of boots and the ball and all that shit gets figured out, it's like you try knuckling it and everything goes way to the right, way over the bar.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, okay, we can't do this anymore because the ball is too light and the shoes are too light and any number of dumb reasons. I mean, it's a hell of a wives tale if it's not true, but what a thing to read in a book. So every time any penalties happen, I think it was like, do they knuckle it? Would they? Should they? Anyway. Fun times.
Well, I love this story regardless. So delightful either way. But So for this match, though, like one of the very exciting things was that Canada scored first, which I did not expect at all. That was great. And again, Adriana Leon, who's been on a tear of late, which is delightful and is good for them. And hopefully she has that firmly in mind as they head into the Olympics, because she should be a lock for Bev's tiny squad. Thanks, Olympic people. And it's, you know, they sound like the first half, they did a decent job. And having Janine Becky back in to, you know, run up and down the wing and just be Janine Becky was being very effective. But Americans are good. And Sophia Smith had herself a good night. And then, yeah, penalties, which Canada, outside of the Olympics, apparently, struggle with. I don't know. It's frustrating.
Is it outside the Olympics, or is it about being against the US versus against whoever else?
That's true. That's a good point. And they had the lead in the kicks too. Like, that's the thing. Like, Kaylin Sheridan saved one, right? It was like, oh, okay, here we go. And then
To be fair, even at the Olympics against Sweden, I mean, how many goals did like Labbé have to save?
True.
So the forwards are at this, the forwards, whatever, kickers, were particularly good then either. So yeah. Canada, not
Bev,
get a penalty.
Get your team practicing their kicks, for fuck's sakes.
Get fucking Kaylin Sheridan out there, like, taking them.
Seriously, that's what Sabrina D'Angelo should be doing, like, in secret. She should be practicing her penalty kicks and being like, hey, Kaylin, coming for your job, because I can take penalties, you
and
know.
And then, it's like Sabrina's at the 119th minute or whatever, 89th exercise. Like, oh, well, they're bringing her in to save penalties. No, she's here to fucking score.
Damn right.
Mm.
I would
don't even substitute in for Sheridan. Substitute it for
just
somebody
bring her
else.
In, yeah, for like, yeah, some random outfielder play. Yeah, exactly. I'm here for that. Duncan.
Are you allowed in a penalty shootout? Are you allowed to change a goalkeeper, or, you know, do you assign one goalkeeper and they have to face all of them, or can you switch goalies around?
I don't think. Genuine
question. I don't know.
I feel like no. I feel like once the kicks start, you can't do anything in regards to the players involved. Like, they have to have been playing at the last whistle before the kicks.
Right, but say, for example, you know, you bring on to Sabrina D'Angelo for an outfield player. And you've got two goalies out there. Can you just, like, switch between them?
That's an interesting question.
Oh, I don't know, but that is... that's intriguing. I feel like probably, but has anybody ever tried it?
I feel like doing that would, just thinking of game theory, this is no strategy here. Assuming it gets to round eight, round nine, do you really want two goalkeepers in that rotation of 11 players to take a shot when you could have one goalkeeper? Like, we've already established,
this is long established, that goalie kicks are great. And
they are a calamity and a half. I've unfortunately saw them in person. I never want to go back to that again. Montreal should have lost that fucking game to Forge. I don't care, but I'm not bitter still. But that was like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening. Getting to goalie kicks. I think goalie kicks are awesome when you don't have a vested interest or you're not.
Yes. Because then it's, you're cheering for them when you've got nothing to,
like,
do with it.
Oh, my God.
You're like, yes, goalie kicks.
I feel like it's the equivalent of, like, you're seeing, like, a hockey penalty shootout, and all of a sudden you know, the last players on the roster are these 3-year-olds who were doing the Timbit talkie at the intermission. It's like, Jesus, he can barely skate, and he's gonna win the game, or possibly not. Like, that's what it feels like.
I feel like hockey goalies should have to take part in penalties in like hockey shootouts as well, which I think would be in full gear. You want to be old Mr. I've got fucking ridiculously supersized pads and no one can score past me. Yeah, you got to take penalties with that shit on as well.
Go. I'm fucking here for that. This is a couple years ago anyway. I just happened to be flipping through the channels, you know, like old school styles, and came across, I want to say it was like an OHL game of the week on local cable. And they were in the overtime and they're doing a penalty shootout. They went through the entire fucking bench. Like, guys were going out for a second shot. I'm like, this is at round 20 something. Like, what the fuck is going on here? And it was crazy. But after a while, it's like, okay, I can't take this. Can somebody just throw it? Just end this. Anyway. Yeah, I would. After seeing that, I'm like, yes, the goalie should absolutely be made to take a shot with their gear on. I'll let them take their glove, like get other gloves, but they have to use their own stick.
Yes.
I would like that. I would like that very much. I don't really watch hockey anymore, but I would at least show up for that. Yes. Texted me like, Kristen, shootouts. I was like, oh, goalies are coming.
Shootouts become must-see TV just in case.
Just in case. Anyway.
Boo. Anyway, yeah.
Disappointing to have lost to the Americans twice in the space of a couple months on penalties. But at least, again, this one was a better match. So they were not playing in stupid conditions, but also just a better general performance from the XNT, which was good. Great to see Janine Becky back. Very important to have her back and looking in good form. Again, great to have Adrienne Leon still scoring the goals. So, something to have as some positivity heading into whatever friendlies come up before the Olympics in July. All right, let's move on to Toronto. Oh, Toronto, why?
Yeah.
So close and yet so very far. So on Saturday night, Toronto still on the road, playing Charlotte for the second time this season, ultimately falling 3-2 I guess I glossed over the fact that they call them the Crown.
I thought I was watching like some rando fucking paywall TV show references. Like, they were just getting, you know, like Amazon Prime is paying for,
like, is Claire Forlani showing up any moment? Like, what?
If Claire Forlani showed up, I would watch Charlotte games. Because who doesn't?
That's fair. She's beautiful.
What's wrong with you if you don't like Claire Forlani? She's incredible. Nearly eternal. I think she's a vampire. Anyway.
Yeah, she really does just look exactly the same, doesn't she?
She's an age, she's mall rats. It's crazy.
She's like, she's the female equivalent to Paul Rudd.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just before we move on from that, you're presumably talking about the woman who played the Queen way back when, Claire Foy. What are you calling her? Foy Lani?
Isn't that her last name? Or isn't that who I'm thinking of? Am I putting two actresses together?
I don't know. Look, I don't watch that show, even with Claire Forlani in it, which she may not be in, because I don't watch it.
I'm thinking of Claire Forlani. So was she not in The Crown?
Oh, God.
Am I thinking of a different actress? I'm looking at IMDb right now. I am thinking of a different actress. I am sorry, Duncan. Who is it that I'm supposed to be thinking of?
Claire Foy. Just F-O-Y. Oh, dear. Yeah. Anyhow.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Let's
No.
Yeah, definitely not.
Why did I think it was her? It's something about the eyes. I think Claire Foy's eyes reminded me of Claire Forlani. Anyway, okay.
But I think it's the fucking name, isn't it? Claire Foy is pretty
Claire and an F?
Duncan, I think it's the eyes.
No. I know they're different people. I honestly thought, okay. Anyway.
Hmm.
Regardless.
And the crowd would have the bit that I fucking loved. Apparently, the fucking supporters section or whatever they called the royal family.
Shut really? Up!
Really?
That's the best you assholes came up with.
For fuck's sake! Really?
They mentioned that two or three times. We're like, is that? Oh yeah, no. They're talking about like as if the fans or a supporters group or something are called the royal family. Which wow!
I clearly tuned that out. Like I only really saw the second half because I was working, but. Holy crap, really? Oh man, that's distressing. So a bunch of Americans are calling.
Aside from the nice kits, everything else about Charlotte's cringe. Okay, got it.
So cringe. Jesus Christ.
The bug says CLT. I mean, I'm a child, I'm a 14 year old. Forever in
my
head.
That will never not
it's
be
like,
funny.
You guys did not think to go like CHR, you know, like that's not a thing. Like fucking
CHT chat. I don't know, but like anything other than what they did.
Yeah.
Well, and did the fucking Hornets or the Bobcats, whatever they call themselves now, do they go by CLT as their thing for basketball?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty sure it was just Chaw as well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with that?
It's not like someone else has Chaw in MLS, is it?
Oh, Charleston.
Chicago is...
Charleston joining the league incoming.
That's the only reason.
That's the whole theory. It's like, why didn't they use this more obvious thing? Other city with similar letters. It's the only thing.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So for this losing effort by Toronto, which for a while they valiantly really tried to win and looked like they might. There was an intent and effort and things were happening and goals were being, you know, attempted. And the opposing keeper actually had to make saves, which was nice. And then Prince Owusu got subbed on and bam, goal.
Yeah. What the hell?
Decent, right place, right time, good instincts goal as well. I'll take that.
I think both of them, it was a little lucky anyway. There was like kind of like deflections or what have you, but all right. You're in roughly the right place, and hey, the ball came to you, and you just fucking buried it. No,
exactly,
complaint.
And you didn't fuck it up. Yes, that was like you didn't sky it, you didn't deflect it past the post. You scored. Good job. But then they lost late in the game again.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I was honestly at 2-2. I was like, hang on for that point, you fuckers. I was like, come on, just do this. Just, it's right there. It's right there. But no.
Yeah. No.
I was saying to Mark before we were recording, it was dispiriting to watch late in that second half as they became defensively more stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, the third goal in particular,
yes,
it's very noticeably. So, ooh, all right, so you all kind of know where you're supposed to be, and you're just going to be there. And oh, this other thing's happened over here. Maybe you should pay attention to that, and someone should be over there to. No, you're just going to let that guy walk in.
Oh, yeah. That third one in particular, I was just like. Like, please, Like, what the, I just don't understand. And then Kevin Long's red. Well, two yellows. But the first yellow was a bit much.
That was just a dissent thing, wasn't it? He was all angry and yelling. And I feel like there's a lot lower bar these days to get a dissent yellow card.
Yeah, they seriously.
A lot quicker over the last season and a half or so.
To me, that was more like, I'm not criticizing the player. Like, his second yellow, it was a bit stupid, especially when you're on one already. But, noticeably frustrated was Kevin Long, who has been, honestly, it's been a good signing. Like, I think he's a decent player. I think he's done well for them back there for the most part. I think he'll be missed this weekend against the T-Terrorists.
The second one was, what you'd call a good yellow card, sort of to take, and they stopped a goal scoring opportunity. So that makes sense. But he's already on a yellow. It's just like, and not so much for this game because it was very late, but there's a lot of injuries. You're one of the few fit people that are out there. It's you're suspended now as well. That's not going
to
help.
Yeah, that seemed to be decent at your job as well. And, it's just one of those, oh, man, really? Oh, all right, I guess, I will once again, and this is going to get boring. I'm so sorry for the two of you, but I'm going to shout out Bernardeschi again for.
Yeah.
Excellent game.
Yeah, there was a lot of effort there and some fanciness. And at one point he did some like fancy little back heel thing, pretty much like right on his own sort of goal line, kind of out wide and everything. But it's like two forwards are pressing him and just sort of like back heeled it between the two of them to pass to somebody. It's like, maybe not the time and the place, but that was actually genuinely delightful. So, okay, well done.
And there was at least one instance where he had a place where he would normally have shot, and he had the ball on his left foot and he passed it to somebody in a better position. I said to Mark, I was like, are we watching Bernardeschi mature in real time?
is he okay? Like, is he lacking confidence? I think he's lacking confidence.
No, because he had that shot in the first half that what's his name saved. So,
I know. I'm just trying I'm just trying to build a nonsense argument.
Fair. Sorry. Again, I will. And until he scores, Fetty, I need you to score a goddamn goal so I don't have to keep saying this every week. But someone please give this man a goal for his efforts, for continuing to be, and if you look at player ratings and stuff, he's always one of TFC's top players right now because he is doing a lot of things out there to try to get them back on track. And I'm watching it. And again, the player that really pissed me off a lot last year, I'm not seeing nearly as much so far this season, which is good considering the amount of money and the expectations and all those things. So I appreciate the effort and not just, I appreciate the good effort. Like, yes, I will always applaud effort. Good job. Nice try. But the actual talented, focused effort, I appreciate that even more kind of thing,
True.
Mm-hmm. However, agreed.
He's out there trying. He's honestly trying.
So. So there they go. They are, where are they in the standings now? Are they still somehow clinging to a playoff position? Actually, I forgot to look at that. So let's see. Toronto. La, 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 la. Oh, clinging to the last. They're in ninth place right now.
All right.
And because MLS's schedule is beyond silly, there's like, oh no, I guess it's, oh no, there's only Miami has played someone else. So everyone's on like seven or eight games. So who knows? Everything's flexible. you know, these many teams have 10 points. These many teams have 11 points. It's just silly. But they're still there. Good for them. T-terrorists are at the bottom. Thank fuck. Which means that will probably change on the weekend. We'll gift them something. But they've so far not gotten a single point on the road this season. They have 4 points. They're really, really bad. There's a chance, people. Which we'll talk about more at the bottom of the show. All right. Let's move on to something that was, you know, kind of enjoyable. And especially if you were a fan of the home team this weekend, because CanPL Season 6 launched this weekend. Yay!
Woo. Woohoo! Woo. Yeah!
And all of the home teams won. Yay! Sure. Good job, home teams! Yes. Good job!
Look, I was so close to my York prediction. Like, it was looking pretty good for a while. They were Ottawa was fucking not doing anything, and the only thing that stopped them was York, because really they were their own worst enemy. It was unbelievable, and it hurt a lot.
Oh.
Yes, there were some like ridiculously easy chances that were missed inside the first half, especially from York. Wow.
I was particularly proud of the tweet that I had fairly early in the game, 35 minutes in, York really struggling in the final 10th. And I really stand by that, because they blew so many chances fucking less than 10 yards out from goal. It's like, oh my god, why can't you beat them? Should have been 3-0 at the half, but it wasn't. I'm glad I didn't bet on that game. Fuck
no. Well, because I was getting notifications on my phone at work, and the first one I saw was when Austin Ricci put the YU guys up, and I was like, oh, all right,
here we go.
Here, let's all, you know, I'm excited for this. Let's have this. And then whatever, it got busy. And the next time I looked at my phone, I was like, oh,
yeah.
And then I saw that Manny Aparicio scored for Ottawa, so I was like, fine, I guess. Score for your new team, jerk. You know,
like, I resigned my happiness.
Nah, no, I'm not happy at all. But Marcus, tell us about the glorious comeback for Hamilton against the evil Pony Boys.
Well,
because you were there.
Yeah, I was totes there, because that's what I do. I would like to say that the first, I want to say about 30 minutes of the game, 35 minutes of the game, I was ready to declare Hamilton eliminated from the playoffs. They were so abysmal.
Was it that bad?
Their midfield could not move the ball forward. The only thing that prevented them from absolutely getting wiped off the pitch was desperation clean tackles near or in the box like four times. And I say this because, like, with confidence, because it happened in front of me. It was that end. And I'm like, holy shit, what happened? I know we're missing like three guys, like missing, they've left. And one of them's the goalie. So like, he didn't have nothing to do with how this defense in midfield was just not happening. Eventually Calgary did score, and then Hamilton got their shit together. The first goal was really impressive, because it was a low shot from Borges, just kind of near the corner of the 18-yard box, and he nutmegged the defender. And I couldn't tell on the replay, but the ball scooted under Carducci, but it may have nutmegged him too as it went in the net. And he didn't see it. That was the thing. He couldn't see it.
Right.
I was like, okay, that's impressive, because he also, to get that ball, to get that shot, an attack kind of fizzled and Calgary had a, had trouble clearing the ball, and he scooped it up and turned around and had a go. So like all the effort, all the reward, good for him. And the second goal, the greatest name in Canadian Premier League history.
I cannot get over this name. I am
Benny Baribanga.
Like, seriously,
what a joy. The thing I love about Benny Baribanga, aside from the fact that the name deserves to be on a scarf,
the
fact that when they announce his like name, like when they do the numbers, you know, number 19, Tristan Borges, numero 9, they will say he's the only player they say his name in French, and I fucking love it.
Is he French?
I believe he's...
Is that way?
Is he, I think Quebec. He's... Is he Haitian?
Okay.
I can't... Either way. I'm trying
he's to... He's a francophone.
Yes.
Okay. Leave it at that. That's fine. Yes. Yeah, that's fun.
For Congo. Congolese.
Ah. Doctor or...
Yes, Dr. Congolese. Took a second. And then, yeah, DR. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, anyway. So he got the ball not far from where the first goal went in, and there was all this fucking traffic, and he had to go. I'm like, I see him winding up, like, good luck. And somehow it curled around. I'm going to say it was like 8 corpses, but it was probably like 3. But it just looked like all the traffic was in the world. And he managed to bend it around everybody and park it far post. I'm like, well, spectacular. Like, just fucking qual. The guy's good. Like, I still don't know how the hell he ended up here. And I still know how he ended up coming back. But he's very good. He is stupidly good. So, hooray for us. And whatever mystery...
Congratulations.
Whatever mysterious pay package we're doing to make sure he stays. So he got the second goal. And after that first, 25 minutes of 30 minutes of just sheer what the fuck mediocrity, they kind of like, Calgary seemed to just lose their metal too. Like they had maybe one or two attacks the second half, and one was an injury time that did nothing, completely fizzled. So like it was like good match back and forth, comeback win, good goals. The Calgary goal was pretty good. Ball was lofted into the box and kind of headed backwards, like almost skidded off a skull into the back far post. I'm like, that's a great goal. As much as I don't like Calgary, that's still a great goal. And you'll love the fact, Kristen, that they were wearing their most awesome camo third.
Oh, white, they were not, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly good. Oh, they're
Duncan. I didn't mean to do that, but I also knew that was going to happen when I opened my mouth to mention about their third kit. So,
yeah, no, that's fair. Well done.
So it wasn't like I wasn't trying to poke the bear, but I knew the bear was fucking right there.
Mm.
And I could see as well. And I could see the claws, and I could see its guns. And
it's good podcasting, Mac. That's good podcasting. Good radio.
Thank you. I tried. Other than it being like a ridiculous, I mean, Saturday was a ridiculous windy day in the entire area, but it was particularly ridiculous. I had to tie my stupid little Tilly hat to my jacket so that when it flipped off, it didn't go 30 feet in a direction.
Or choke you if you had it tied around you and the wind caught it something.
I
mean,
that would be particularly funny that I, you know, had to be hospitalized due to lacerations from hat. From erotic wind.
Erotted by a Tilly hat.
Yes. not so great hat after all. Hey, Mr. Tilly.
EMT dining out on that story for years. No, guys. I swear.
Oh yeah.
He was rotted by his own Tilly hat. Like there was nothing we could do.
If an elephant eats a Tilly hat, it'll come out its butt, but it'll be perfectly fine. Yeah, but it will also fucking strangle you to death. They don't tell you that in the fucking pamphlet and the stories about how great these hats are. The elephant thing's absolutely true, though. That is 100% true. But
wait,
anyway,
is that from an advertisement?
That is true. That is a 100% true fact about. That's kind of like how the legend of the hat kind of took off. Was like
ate by an elephant,
came out the back, cleaned it up perfectly fine. I don't know how. Doesn't make sense. Okay. But yeah, the guy wore it. So
how long does this take? And B, who's what? You go on a safari, but some elephant eats your fucking hat. But you're just gonna follow the elephant for the next like 24 hours or however long it takes.
I mean, they're not cheap hats, so I kind of understand. But you're right. Well, imagine if you
camp elephant? I don't know.
Like you're with you're with your wife, and you're on the safari, and the goddamn elephant eats your hat. And you get off of the safari truck, and she says to you, it's like, you know, Mark, where are you going? It's like, I'm waiting until this motherfucker gives me my hat back. It's like he ate it. It's like, oh, it's coming out. Like I'm looking at her like she's the insane one for wanting to leave. No, I'm following this fucking elephant around so it can be pooped. My hat can be pooped out, and I can reclaim it. But what a story I would tell! It's like
you'll be king of the elephants.
But I'm kind of disappointed that there hasn't been a dramatic recreation by the Tilly company for an advertisement. Like,
look, I'm surprised Netflix hasn't optioned it. But but like, I also like the idea that that guy got the hat back and
washed off in a stream or something. Good as new.
He comes back from the safari and everyone's like going, what's going on? Oh, hey, how was the safari? Good. You'll never imagine what happened to me. And then he lean into the hat. Like, Jesus. And he goes, you'll never believe it. It's like, let me guess. Your hat got eaten by an animal and you waited for it to be shed out? Yeah, I believe it. Get out of my house. Like, it's just.
Oh, that's too funny.
Anyway. Yeah, that's quite the tangent. That's a really fucked up tangent, guys. Good game, everyone. Good game. And I meant the Forge one. Back to you in the studio, Kristen.
Thank you, Mark. For our listeners that have Tilly hats, we apologize. Or maybe not. Now you have new stories to tell.
Look, if you own one, you know these stories, okay? You do.
See, I had no clue. I had never heard this before in my life.
My uncle was telling me about it 20 years before I bought one, for fuck's sake.
Do not have it.
Yeah, he's got one. You've seen me with the hat, and I go, like, this is my old man hat. The reason why I call it my old man hat is because my uncle, who's an old man, had one. Okay? It wasn't a clever nickname I came up with.
They seem like very useful. I'm being serious. They seem like very useful hats.
They are so utilitarian. They're ridiculous. Exactly. You look like,
I believe that.
You look like the whitest safari man ever. Like, you look like you tried to go to the outback and gave up, but you like that thing will protect you from the sun and the rain. Well, and it's got ventilation, which is perfect for me because I get way too warm very quickly. And I've worn that in winter.
Those are the parts that appeal to me, actually, being... easily combustible, as is Marcus.
I recommend it, and I also recommend it if they're on sale because they're not cheap.
Yes, I can only imagine.
Anyway.
Okay.
Hat talk.
Well, let's hats off.
How big is an elephant? Shit.
I'm presuming
fairly monumental.
Duncan, I think I need to apologize. That story didn't happen to me. I don't know. If it did, I would have led with this many years ago. Okay. I would have messaged each one of you individually with the same photo. Like before, during, after type thing. And this question would never happen. It's like, you mean you reached your hand into that 45-pound mountain of poo to get your hat? Yeah, because I could see the string.
Maybe, like, maybe the hat like nicely landed on top, you know, like
do you think when that guy was following around the elephant and the elephant took a crap and he put his hand in there, it's like, oh, it hadn't processed through the system yet. So he rummaged around an elephant shit waiting for a hat that hasn't gone through TSA, you know, like it hasn't gone through the
no.
We're a soccer podcast, for fuck's sake.
This is the most fucking tangent ever.
On a related note.
Oh my God, this has to be good.
How is there? Okay, go on. I'll allow it.
Just last week, my mum lost her wedding ring. And, trying to figure out, like my mum and dad were trying to figure out, okay, well, where exactly have we been? You know, checked in some, around the house and in the cars, that sort of thing. And then she figured out, the only other place we've been is like to be like checking on their horse. I was on a horse. Truck.
Oh my God.
And so basically, trying to go around like the stable and everything, and part of that job, like my dad was kind of going around and poking his way through a little pile of horse poop, trying to find my mother's wedding ring. So that sort of thing happens.
Oh no! Did she find the ring?
Did she find the ring?
Yes, and it wasn't in the poop.
Oh, so, thank goodness!
Perfect. But anyway,
do you think that, honest question, Dunk, do you think there's do you think there's a chance that your mom found it, said nothing, and just was amused to the fact that dad was going to keep looking through all the horse poop?
Have you found it? No.
Maybe if he took a grab last night.
She's got it hidden behind her back, Honey, look there.
Never actually lost the ring at all. The whole thing was just a practical joke.
That would be
fine. Had it with her the whole time. But searching through random animal shit for things, it's a thing that happens. Anywho.
So, back to soccer.
Two other games in the Canadian Premier League this weekend.
None of them involved Tilly Hats, thank goodness.
A lot of shit. I can't prove that one.
The Aquaman.
I feel like Winnipeg's bed is pretty full of shit.
They're not allowed to sleep in it right now.
Exactly. Yeah, no. So.
Yeah. But gray mouse count. It's just little tiny shits. It's fine.
That's true. You could find.
They're little pellets.
Yeah.
You could literally just put them in the hat. Yeah, the hat could carry it.
You would know which. You would know which gray mouse ate your Tilly hat. Just by volume.
Yeah.
Pellet, giant fucking hat for an adult. Pellet. I think it's it.
Pacific hosted the Wanderers and basically managed to eke out a 1-0 victory. Over a fairly well-organized Halifax side that just did not give much ground. And they, again, looks like Halifax had done a decent job at replacing some lost players. And I'm still concerned mightily about the Aquamen. However, take a win. Take a clean sheet and 3 points. Huzzah, congratulations. That's just wonderful. Good job, you. The whatever the XG map. Obviously, Aquamen were trying their damnedest, and they were not being very successful for much of the match and managed to get one in there. So that was good. But yeah, it's
we've already established that XG is shit, Kristen.
It's total shit. It's elephant shit, in fact.
Yeah,
off the top of the show.
Anyway, good match from both sides, and Aquaman managed to hang on for the victory, and Halifax will stay on the West Coast and play the Seagulls next weekend, or no, on Thursday, because why not? Speaking of the Seagulls. Well, they had a good first match. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
All the goals.
Concede a goal, then they get angry. And you don't want to see them when they get angry.
Apparently not, because my word. That was 4 goals.
I'm fantastic. If this is of any indication of what Vancouver is going to be like for the rest of the season, probably
then delightful.
Not.
Please, let's have it.
If it is, you are in for a treat. Just fantastic. Like, the goals were so good. One of them was okay. Like, you know, fine, perfectly, you know, nothing spectacular. But yet three of them were like, okay, to whoa. Which were
well, and then exactly the noise. So also, the red card to what's his name? Jordan something, Faria, whatever. Second yellow for simulation, which, yes, give cards for that. For fuck's sakes, referees of the world, please do that more often.
Yes.
Please. Pretty please. But they were already up before that happened. Well up. They were well in control of the match. So them being a man up didn't really change the outcome of this match. But for a team that bled goals last season and just, again, did not have a great first season, as, you know, new teams often don't. That's a way to start, you know, your second season. Fabulous new kits and a decisive victory over one of the league's weakest teams. But you have to do that. Like, if you're playing a bad team, you have to, like, smush them in a tiny little bits. That's just what you need to do. And they did. Good job them.
True.
4-1. It's good stuff. And I see they wore the feather kit, which I like very much.
It's true. We talked about it on the Kit Nerd Corner podcast.
Until
way too late.
1 a.m. It was so late.
Okay.
It was like one. It was like 1:30. I don't know. It was
like, I don't know how I was editing the podcast this afternoon and
I'm sorry.
My voice at the, I just did it at lunch. Not a big deal. But like at my voice at the beginning of it and my voice at the end of it are two completely different sounds. Like it was like, ah, blah, 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 podcast Mark. Hi. And then at the end, it was like, I don't care. Let's go. I'm still cracking jokes in that voice, but that's kind of like, can we just get on with it? And I would still make a joke because I'm an idiot. But like, my voice is just my exhaustion voice is good for radio. I don't know this one. This one's kind of like, it's okay. It's passable. But anyway, yeah. I was in delight of Winnipeg's kits. I love those.
But anyway. Oh, so they wore the throwback one, right? I'm assuming. Nice. Yeah. Well, they would have had to, but just for balance, but that's it. So did it look as, could you tell with the striping on the back? Like, could you notice it?
Not in the slightest.
Not in the slightest. Yeah. That's too bad.
Not from the distance of like the one soccer shot, but.
Right. But, but how did the feathers look on the Seagulls kit though?
You could tell that there was something there. It wasn't super defined, but like you could tell that the front and the back, like the back was a little lighter than the front.
Okay.
But I mean, that's, you know, that's the details with distance, you know? So the further away, the more the detail just blurs and disappears.
Well, I still love it. Anyway. So they are the surprise top of the league right now based on goal differential. So well done, Seagulls. Good job, you guys.
First game. 27 more to go.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. They got this in the bag. I don't, yeah, no, that's, you know, some, you know, a comeback match, a statement, a resounding opening match for the Seagulls. Just like, I think a good opening weekend overall. Yeah, nice. Good stuff. So then this week coming up, the games are scattered all over the place. It's fascinating. So you've got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Seagulls are hosting the Wanderers on Thursday. Aquaman are hosting the Grey Mice on Friday. So there's a match a day here. The Atleti have the Pony Boys on Saturday. And then York, while you guys are hosting the Handies on Sunday.
Cool.
And I know. And then we'll talk about next week when we talk about V-Cup stuff. But Pony Boys host the Seagulls in one of the first V-Cup matches next week, too. So, woohoo! But yeah, so unlike opening weekend when, you know, three matches on one day, one on the other, this week it's one every day. So there you go. Ontario-based folk, 10 p.m. matches on Thursday and Friday, but more reasonably scheduled matches on the weekend if you are feeling like some leisurely afternoon football. 2 p.m. on Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sunday. There you go. But yes, good. Normally we transition into what we're talking about section, but this week we're not. Oh, wait. Sorry, Mark.
Not talking Mark, about anything.
You had a stupid thing. What's your stupid thing, Mark?
Hey, guys. You want to play a game?
Go on, Mac.
Always.
Okay. I only came up with two rounds of it, but I'm calling this stupid game penalties.
Uh-oh.
And penalties, it's not very highbrow. The concept isn't very highbrow. We've kind of done things similar, but this is a bit more long form in the sense that I'll have a topic. Somebody will go first and we'll do five rounds. And if it's still tied, we'll keep going until somebody is declared a winner. It's a basically particular topic. You have multiple answers, but they obviously get eliminated when somebody picks them. So for example, Kristen, I'm not flipping a coin. So you're just going to go first on this one.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm terrified. Duncan, so I don't know what's about Duncan, to happen.
There's a second game, and you can go first for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm equal opportunity ass whipping. Kristen.
Yes.
There were 32 players who made at least one appearance during the very first season of Toronto FC. Name Jesus. One.
Just Jimmy Brennan.
Correct. Duncan?
Let's stick with the obvious ones. Danny Dicchio.
Correct. Kristen?
Ronnie O'Brien.
Yes. Duncan?
Carl Robinson.
Yes. Kristen.
Oh my God, why is my brain just frozen?
Wow, already.
No, because I was thinking about a particular player. Now none of them will come to my brain. Oh my God.
If you make a guess and get it wrong, we'll do like we're going to do five, like kind of like penalty styles.
The kid who rode the bus, and why am I focusing on him instead of any other player? Oh my God. My brain just froze in the most unpleasant way. This is embarrassing.
Is there a time limit to this?
No, can I pass?
I mean, don't like Wikipedia shit. I mean,
I'm not Wikipediaing anything.
Hey, just check it. Had to declare it.
Picture me with my hands to my temples.
Kristen was thinking of Andrea Lombardo.
That is who I'm thinking of. God damn it.
All right, Kristen, you're correct. You shouldn't be giving away which way you're going, Duncan. Just on you. Duncan, your turn.
Gabe Gallo.
Gabe Gallo with five whole appearances. Duncan. All right, Kristen, round four.
What's his name? Oh God, why do I keep focusing on players that I can't remember their actual names?
I want the people who are listening at home to shut up. Don't help her.
Don't help me at all. Please don't help me. This is not good.
I mean, by the time it gets to you, it'll be like a day late, but still, it's funny that I said it. Go on.
Oh, the one who had the backwards name. Oh no. Nana Adakora.
First season?
Didn't he?
I'm skeptical of that, but go on, Mac.
That is a miss.
Damn it.
Alechko Eskandarian.
I had completely forgotten that he played.
Correct. Kristen, you need this.
Greg Sutton.
Greg Sutton is correct.
I was like, come on, Kristen, you know these things.
Duncan, for the win.
For the win.
Oh, man.
Let's go Jeff Cunningham. I think. Duncan.
16 appearances.
Yeah. Woo.
So that's penalties. I will say, Kristen, that somewhere former guest of the show, David Monsalve, is crying that you forgot about his appearance.
Oh, no.
He literally was in your fucking dining room. I mean,
he was
like the most in your living, like in person. He talked about Husqvarna, for God's sakes. And he pronounced it like perfectly. Obviously, he heard it like 1,000 times. But anyway.
Oh, Nana didn't. Sorry, gone to the Wikipedia afterwards after I've lost that round. He didn't actually play that year. He was signed to the team in 2007. He didn't play a match until 2008. Fuck.
For those of you who are still shouting out names as you're walking down the street, that's hilarious. Sam Reynolds is a good name. Former Prime Minister Richard Mulroney. He had four.
Todd Dunavitt. Why is this all coming to me now?
Yeah.
Because where was this 5 minutes ago, Kristen?
Yeah, Chris Pozniak from the ads.
Oh shit!
The ball back and forth, Marisa Dew.
The ball back and forth with.
Cool. We got grass because of Marisa Dew.
We did get grass because of Marisa Dew.
Marvel Wynn.
Marvel Wynn.
Marvel Wynn.
Katie Stamatop, we had six goalies that year. You could have picked anyone.
So many goalies. Yeah.
Edson.
Did Edson Buttle? Actually
Edson Buttle. Play a... Sergeant Dukanovich.
Did Connor Casey actually play a game? Or
Connor Casey, two appearances.
Oh, fuck off. I didn't think he actually played. Yeah. I'd forgotten that entirely. God, I hated him. So
I forgot all about Miguel Canizales, Ken Yazales. When I saw this,
well,
I'm like,
I did until you said his name.
He scored the goal after the big goal drought. He finally sort of broke that goal drought.
Ah, okay.
The second one, the mid-season one.
All right. Congratulations, Duncan. Would you guys like to do one more round? Because I literally only have one more version of this.
Let's go.
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. For this round of penalties, it's European opponents. European is in quotation marks because if you guys know me, when we qualify for the pan-continental tournaments, we qualify for, air quotes, Europe. Any team we have played in CONCACAF Champions League over the multiple seasons and editions, there were 21 different clubs. I have to say 21? That because 21 different clubs. And
holy crap.
Three of them we played twice.
Okay.
All right, so, Duncan, you go first.
Duncan, your first shot, please.
Puerto Rico Islanders.
Wow, you just went for the obscure. I'm proud of you, but that's not good strategy. That's correct.
True.
That's true. Kristen.
Pachuca.
Is incorrect.
Fuck off. We played Pachuca.
Have we? I went through it. Hang on. Let me just.
No. I felt so confident saying that. Like,
when did we play Pachuca, Kristen? It's possible, but I don't.
We are like playing them in Leagues Cup.
Oh, Leagues Cup. We can't be counting Leagues Cup. That's a fucking.
I'm not counting Leagues Cup. We didn't play them in CCL.
And that's upcoming. No, we have not played.
I could have said Tigres. I could have said so many things. God. Oh, I mean,
it's still going.
I'm really bad.
Hey,
at
Duncan,
this.
Kristen kind of paid you back one. You want one?
I'm going to go with Motagua.
That one's true.
I'm just trying to go in order, to be honest, right now. It's not going to last long.
I'm okay. Sorry, you'll have to forgive me of my... Okay, so I clearly have missed a year's worth.
I feel like that was the 2010. That was when they qualified by beating... I'm fairly certain it was Motagua. Yeah. I could be wrong, but...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that is correct. Motagua, apologies. There is now 22 different. Yeah. Anyway, Motagua is correct.
Sweet.
T Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Duncan. Nice of you.
Colorado Rapids.
That is
correct. I mean, that is correct.
That is correct. That is correct.
Chivas?
Yep.
Santos Laguna.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
For both of those. 2 years in a row. I was looking forward to playing Mexi Celtic like another one. One more. Just one more. Like, I want it to be like the most unrivaled rivalry possible.
Oh, gods. Club America?
Yeah.
Correct.
Sure.
I was trying to picture their logo. That was the only way I could make that. I was like, what is trying to picture the logo, the badge, and then the thing. Okay, cool. All right,
Duncan, if you get this, you win. But we can run the table afterwards if you guys are feeling it.
Let's go as far as we can. Pumas, however they pronounce themselves.
Correct. Okay, so Duncan has officially won this round of penalties.
Huzzah!
But
Duncan has
run the
won
table.
Today.
Run the table.
Okay. Oh, Cruz Azul.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. LA Galaxy.
Yes, sir.
It literally does not occur to me to think of the MLS team.
I know, it's so easy to just
gloss over
them.
And I'm really mad at myself for that. Because I was like, there are opportunities here. Oh, wait. RSL.
Correct.
Yes. I'm way too excited about that.
Right, yeah, 2010. But RSL, yes.
Yeah, I was like, wait, there was a time.
FC
Dallas.
That's the last USL American one, MLS one.
Well, that
really?
Doesn't seem
okay.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Okay. Oh god. Come on, brain. Come on. Fuck. Who was that team? I said that. Comunicaciones?
We have not played Comunicaciones.
Damn it. Oh, Hamilton has played them. Right?
I think so. Yeah. No.
No?
We played the Avocado guys. We played Cruz Azul. We've played Chivas. We played... I don't think we
who
played...
Were the lemon people?
I'm going to have to look it up. I think we may have. I've been clamoring for a Comunicaciones scarf forever, so.
Okay.
Just because it's the most ridiculous name.
All right. Damn it. Why did I think...
We've got 6 clubs left.
Oh, God. Okay. Duncan.
I'm struggling right now.
The best hint I can give you is there's only one Mexican club unsaid.
Sorry. It's not my turn. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Let's just try and get to
it. Right? Guadalajara?
You mean Chivas?
No, didn't they? I thought they played the other one. No, never mind.
Zombie Chivas?
I don't know what my brain was thinking. I'm out. I can't. Who else?
There was the game where Reggie Lamb scored twice. That was CCL, but who was that against? Fuck.
If you can get any Panamanian team.
That's what I was trying to come up with. I'm like, I know it's Panamanian.
Tauro.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Helps.
Five left.
I like that you think, well, I'm not going to, I don't think I'm going to get any more.
There's like three. If you guys get under three, I'm impressed, genuinely impressed. Cause they're like, oh yeah. Even writing these in is like, oh yeah, I forgot about it. And half of these I only remembered because I did stupid logos for them on Yorkie's site. Okay, people, if you are listening at home, you can start shouting them out now. It's fine.
Yes.
Are they all Panamanian that's left?
We have one Nicaraguan, one El Salvadorian, one Mexican,
what's the El Salvadorian
one? Two Panamanian.
Two more Panamanian, Jesus. Okay.
To be perfectly fair, none of those are hints. They really aren't. Like, unless you know those leagues, they're not hints.
We said to Luca. We said,
like, the funny part is that when I think of like Panamanian clubs, I would the two that I could name, we never played them, and that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think I might be
at this tapping? Point.
I am tapping for sure.
I can't think.
For the record, I
know them when they come. Real Esteli.
Holy shit, Duncan.
Oh, wow. Well done.
One of them.
Wow.
I'd forgotten about them entirely, but yes, yes. Awesome.
Okay. Martin, if you want to send me an angry DM later about the six I missed, I go for it. any answer that Kristen has said that I've Googled it just in case I fucked up. So, and I did fuck up the Matagua one. So I knew that one. All right. We're going to call this.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah.
Okay. The ones missed were from Panama, Arabia Unido.
Oh, shit.
And one that you probably could have guessed, Independiente.
Because
half the countries in South and Central America have an Independiente. The one if either of you got this, I probably would have just declared you winner immediately. Aguila from El Salvador.
Aguila.
Right. Aguila.
Aguila, yeah.
When was that from?
That was
2012-13.
12-13, okay.
That was, yeah.
Was that the team that Reggie Lamb scored twice against? Probably.
I have no idea. Oh, my God. A game against Motagua. I forgot. Amado Vera bagged two against us. But club, but club legends, Dwayne De Rosario. And Jack Barrett scored.
Yeah, he did.
The last Mexican team was from 2020, Leon.
Jesus!
Yeah, we did all the cards.
Anyways, well done,
Cubas.
All right,
GG. Thanks for thanks for hearing me. And for those of you who are listening at home and were wondering why. I'm sorry, okay? I had an idea. I wanted to do this, and we did it. We might not ever do it again. But if you have, if you've got categories, DM
me. Let us know.
Don't send it to Vocal Minority PA on Twitter. That's just cheating for Tony whenever he gets back. Send him right to Kit Nerd Mark, and I will happily pull that list up. And nothing too obscure. Like, let's not, like, don't be. You know, players who scored an extra time on a Tuesday, like, fuck off. Like, we're not, only Duncan's going to get those anyway.
Exactly.
Players featured in the 1987 song, Hot Shot Tottenham. I could go through, 11 and a half, no problem.
Damn.
But anyway, let's not. Yeah.
Back to you.
Evans, Richard Thomas, Gary Stevens, Steve Hodge. Aussie Ardiles, Nico Klaassen, Chris Hughton, Tony Galvin, Paul Allen, Clive Allen, Chris Waddle, Richard Goff, Richard Goff and Chris Waddle, Gary Mamet, Glenn Hoddle, and then some injured guy called Danny. Don't know his last name. But yeah, that song just still stuck in my, I can pull that out, no problem. Anywho.
So there goes the what would have been a delightful face off between Duncan and Tony on that. But thanks, Duncan. All right. Well, let's move on to what's coming up. And this week, we are just going to look ahead to this weekend's TFC match against the T-Terrorists, because there are many more matches to preview next week. So we're just going to go easy this week. Toronto FC on a downward slide at the moment, although, again, finally got Prince Owusu scoring. So that is a good thing. Hopefully that continues on. They are home this weekend, and then they have a home Voyageurs Cup match. The following week, they've got a bunch of home matches in May. So potentially this is good for the team, something to build off of. But of course, they need to get past the T-Terrorists on Saturday first. Now, the good thing about this is that the T-Terrorists currently suck. They're like TFC last season bad at the moment. They are in last place. They have yet to get a point on the road. They're just TFC they're just not exactly. TFC will fix what ails them. So expect a rebound match from the T-Terrorists this Saturday at BMO Field. Buy your tickets now. But it is on 420, so hopefully everyone's just feeling mellow, man. That'd be good. Yeah. I don't think that any of the currently injured players for Toronto are slated to return this week. And they will be without the services of Kevin Long, who got a red card after two yellow cards on the weekend against Charlotte. So Shane O'Neill and Rosted, it is, I guess. I maybe throw Mabika in. I don't know.
Yeah, Mabika's fine. So he's got a broken arm, whatever. He's fine.
Does he have a broken arm? He was on the bench last week, on the weekend, wasn't he?
Someone was like, no, I mean, I'm thinking of somebody else, aren't I? What's his name? Gomez or Nixon?
Gomez, yeah.
Yeah, woof. Yeah, throw Mabika out, why not? Sure.
I guess that's all I can sort of, unless Shane O'Neill is injured. Is he suffering from concussion symptoms or something? Oh, no, he's injured. Never mind. So Mabika, welcome to probably your first start this season. Congratulations.
Can we bring Michael Bradley back? Or not recall Luke Singh?
No, we've loaned him out again. So Winnipeg needs him. Isn't that where he is? Mm. Is he in Winnipeg? No, he's in Halifax. Halifax. I can't remember. Anyway, so yeah, it'll be another defensive potential adventure. Yay! Go ahead, Duncan.
As I said, look at Petretta, because you should be able to kind of shift over and play like centre back at least somewhat half competently.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, quite frankly. I don't think I would be mad at that. So, it's like things started to, they did at least some good things in the match on Saturday. It wasn't all like the previous match, or the previous two matches, I guess. That's at least, felt like they're getting closer. So perhaps, being back home, having a couple matches at home, looking ahead to, again, heavily stacked May, with some players hopefully coming back within the month of May. But perhaps, they'll take, build on the positives from the weekend and go from there. And I do sort of hope that the woeful T-Terrorists road form continues, of course. Also, fuck New England, so always like to see them lose. Players to watch.
That's a good question. Oh yeah,
Nacho Gill.
Oh no, he's my Gill.
Nacho Gill, Mark. He's my Gill.
Fine. I don't want him.
Fine. You take fucking Charlie. Yeah. Charlie can be your Gill.
Chuck Gill.
Yeah.
Who's the teenager? Esmir with the really long bite. Okay, hold on. I have to go to pronunciation guide. Please let's say there is one. Oh, okay, here we go. Esmir Bajrektarević. He looks annoyingly talented. Bajrektarević, yes, thank you.
I have no. I presume you've got it right. I'm just Bajrektarević. Yeah, that's a long. There's a lot of syllables to figure out there.
Bajrektarević, yeah. You
know, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. Bye bye.
Does he even play there anymore, or is he just not played at all this season?
He hasn't played yet.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Andrew Farrell is still there?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Wow. That was a shock to scroll and see him.
Tommy McNamara. Tommy McNamara is still in the league.
Yep.
With
Mark Anthony K looks to be us.
I was just about to say, but wait, there's this guy. Wow, this name looks awfully familiar. I totally forgot that that's where he landed. So yeah, return of the Mac. And I'm not going to apologize for any of you that are humming that right now, because it's a good song and you're welcome. Earl Edwards has only played one match. Chankale? Is that how you say his name?
Probably not.
There's no pronunciation. I'm Tomas Chankale? Because it's Tomas.
Sure.
Chankale. He's a DP. Should watch him. From Argentina. See, there's more than one Argentinian in the league. MLS.
Book. Yeah.
What's Book's first name? Noel. I love it. So the go to his page. The pronunciation is just Noel, Nole, and nothing for the last name. Just in case you don't.
Does that make him the first Noel?
Oh dear.
Thank you, everyone.
So terrible.
Is no book like 12? Jesus.
I know, right? Like, he looks like he's in junior 19, high.
But still, he's only just turned 19 as well, you know, on the 5th of April or so. But Jesus.
Wow. I know, he looks like he's in junior high.
Kids today, man. Kids today.
Oh, Boateng's still there. All right. Anyway, they have some talent. Like they're just not very good right now, and hopefully Toronto can take advantage of that, because that would be nice. Again, as I mentioned earlier, they are bleeding goals, which again, hopefully something for Toronto to take advantage of. They did already win against New England this season.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with the schedule? And I know the answer to that is MLS, lol. But
why are we playing everybody again so quickly? That's an excellent question. Yeah, I have no fucking
idea.
Nine
games
in,
we'll have played Charlotte twice and New England twice. Why?
Because this whole league is a TV show, and it costs too much to hire actors to come back.
Oh, okay.
So like, there's 3-week contract. Oh, New England. You ever notice you never see New England in person somewhere else other than Toronto? This is why, okay?
Anyway, and so and they're not, you know, they've only scored 5 goals so far this season, and 3 of those have come from Chuck Gill. So yeah, there you go. This one, honestly and truly, and I do mean this, Toronto should win this match. They've already beaten them once away. They should be able to beat them at home. Come on, you guys. So having said that so confidently, let's do some score predictions.
Why? Okay. I'm going to say 2-0 Toronto.
Well,
yeah. Yeah,
I think Mark. That's mine as well.
I think somebody other than a royalty will score, and but it will be like two different people. I don't expect to be, you know, oh, there's Toronto FC. Someone's getting a brace this week. Like I can't handle. I wouldn't be able to handle a 2-in-a-row streak of someone getting a brace. I don't even remember what a hat trick looks like.
Duncan.
I will go with 3-1 to the terrorists.
Damn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Right in the heart.
Quite. But they're bringing up like the tea terrorists. Sorry to just dump this on you right now, but it just occurred to me. We all remember their like stupid, dumb fucking sort of pre-game thing that they did of like throwing a crate, which, you know, was just like a cardboard box and wasn't thrown into water or anything.
So dumb.
You know, hopefully like TFC supporter groups, like, you know, one, at least one of them has kind of thought about this and kind of come up with something to make fun of it. If not, hey, by the time you listen to this, you've got 4 days, work something out. But what should we be doing to mock this? For myself, I'm saying let's just, you know, get a regular like cup of tea. Just have like a regular sized cup, one tea bag, and make a big fucking deal about like dunking the tea in just like this one little tea bag in a cup of tea, and then, you know, one of the cup of stands and drink it, what have you, and just like leave it at that.
I kind of need like a whole bunch of like obnoxious bro types to like just oversell
with their pinkies, with their pinkies up
as the one guy is dunking the one tea bag into the one small cup as if like this is the greatest insult ever. Oh, Duncan, that is a masterstroke. I would look, if I was doing social comms, I'd be going to like any high school and just seeing if anybody wants to be a part of this dumb thing. Just to do it. Just to do it. Like, oh shit, you did. Like, Yeah,
have the guy holding the little tea bag up, you know, turning around to the fans and everything. It's a big thing. And just, you know, gently and delicately some you know, dunk the little tea bag in the cup for a few seconds, then drink it to great acclaim and glory.
I mean, I like it. It's simple. It's simple. It's always best to, you know, the simple ones are always the best. Unrelated to that, but follow-up question about this match being that it's on 420, which is Stoner Christmas. How much pot do you think security is going to confiscate?
Pot
and then how tea. Much are they going to turn around and sell it for?
I'm still thinking of all the tea people are going to smuggle in.
I really feel like I need to bring tea bags in now, though. I'm so tempted. We should just start throwing streamers. We throw tea bags when they take corners.
Hardcore. Oh my god, those TFC supporters are fucking crazy.
Like, I kind of really want to do this.
I know you do. I've met you. I believe you absolutely do. Not a question.
I probably shouldn't though, but I really kind of am so tempted. Oh no. All right, I have 5 days to talk myself out of this. It's fine. Really? Are they gonna check people for tea though? I'm anyways, possible deniability.
Yeah, you're checking people for something, and you know, that could be tea, it could not be tea. You know,
that's true, good point. Oh, that's the way to smuggle it in a tea bag. No one will know.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, just explain, just really elaborately explain that you're going to do this like, elaborate thing to mock New England and their tea wasting habits.
But exactly.
Really, yeah, you're just planning to get baked at the game.
Yeah, yeah. I've cleverly used several papers to mock up a tea bag, and I'm just no, I would never waste papers that way.
Oh, just get a regular tea bag and they cut it into the tea. And fill it.
No,
and...
I know. Yes.
We're on to something.
I think so. We've got time to workshop it anyway. Okay, so on those notes, that's our show for this week. Please join us next week when we look back at a hopeful Toronto FC victory. And we're going to preview Voyageurs Cup matches for the first round. Huzzah. Look ahead to probably yet another TFC match. And we'll see what happens over the course of several days for the CanPL. Maybe we'll get some other news from some other avenues. Who knows? Maybe Project 8 will announce some more teams and we can talk about that. Maybe there'll be some more silly rumors about the men's national team coaching position. Trust me, there will be. It'll be fun.
Lampard, no, it hasn't worked out. He doesn't want it. I would have it. Oh, that's not happening. I'm sad.
So sad.
Yeah.
Not one bit. Yeah. All right. Well, I have been joined this evening by these two fine gentlemen to be found out there on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Hello.
On the Tweet Machine at KitNerdMark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Thank you to everybody who supports us via Patreon. We completely appreciate it. I've now come up with like three other games for this stupid penalty thing. I don't know if I'll ever do it again, but I'm ready. I'm ready to make sure we get this podcast over the hour and 55 minute mark every time. Getting your money's worth.
As for me, you can find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet at KZ Knowles. I have been your host, Kristen Knowles. Until next week, Canada, get used to it.